So with that, I'd like to ask any joys, concerns, and praises you might have this morning.
Ralph,
Donnie.
I want to announce any of y'all that might be interested in going to the Mormon Cathedral or Tabernacle on Thomasville Road, I have the times. It'll be open for visitation through the 23rd. See me in there.
Oh, great, good. I haven't seen it in person. I've seen pictures of it. It's beautiful.
And, I can give you the times.
Great.
The times and all.
Yeah, thank you. Honey, Belinda.
My brother David and his wife Pam, they're traveling back to Birmingham today. And I think all he's having done tomorrow is blood work, and then he'll come back home.
Did he do treatments last week?
When he did. Yeah. He did, yes.
Your brother has
her. He goes there for treatment last week.
Yeah.
And to be home and yeah. To go on the call again.
And I'm sure David glad you're home too.
Sure.
Her brother's name's David, so she's torn between David, and David. But we're glad she's home. Her brother is dealing with some liver cancer issues. So, and so, all right. Anybody else this morning? Sharon. Oh, I know. I want to call you.
I switched. Yeah, right.
Sandra.
I got all confused. Jessica and her friends and. Three other couples are currently in Nashville, Tennessee. They made it there safely, but pray for safe travel for them to come home. They're doing a birthday celebration, and there's four couples that have a house, a cabin that they
good.
For the long weekend.
Neat. Good. Anybody else? Please, Judy.
I just want to give God praise for our visitors today.
Amen.
And
introduce them. Let's you and I introduce them because we want to make sure that people know who they are and we're glad that they're here.
But anyway, special thanks to Craig and Jamie.
Amen.
Just y'all don't know how much it means to us. And we have a brand new great grandson. His name is Maverick Austin Register. 8 pounds, 9 ounces, and that was last Friday. He now weighs over 9. And so he was in intensive care. He's got a little heart problem, but he's doing well. They're home right now. So we're just praising God for him. And Charlie, but most of all for our visitors that are here, we'd like for y'all to join us all the time, but we do especially thank Janie and Craig.
Amen. Janie is Phil and Betty's daughter, and she married Craig, and his last name is Zodi, and they've been with this church, I guess, forever. I guess Janie grew up in this church, so. And we're grateful that Greg is back. He's a fellow Pennsylvania Dutchman, and I'm grateful for that. And, anybody else? Janie?
So the North Florida Fair is going on.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
And I, for the first time, submitted 2 items for embroidery, and one of them won first class.
Whoa! Wow! Great. And in the back there, we have Terry and his wife. We're grateful that you're here. Terry and his wife they go to the Baptist Church in Quincy, but they're also very active in the Celebrate Recovery. And going to have some of their leadership meetings here every once in a while, so we're grateful. And Tom and Sue Wages are here. You might know them when they came to the celebration. We had some of mass meetings here, and we're grateful they're here. And let's see, who else? I guess all the rest of us are old timers. That's good.
But we're
Ann and Neil, yeah. Ann and Neil. They're not old timers though. They're new timers. I'll get myself in trouble. Neil, we're grateful that you're here. And anybody else? Prayers, concerns, praises? Word of testimony? Sandra.
directions. We finally got to go on a field trip. So we went to Gadsden Correctional Facility, which is an all-women prison. And I was really impressed and shocked at all of the programs that they have, that whenever they are released, they will have their cosmetology degree, they'll have their esthetician degree, they'll have their, the ones that are participating in their law clerk degree, horticulture. So it wasn't at all what I expected. The inmates were speaking to us. They were pleasant. It was a good tour, but I was really impressed with all of the programs that they have to available.
The state of Florida does a good job, and I think rightly named Department of Corrections, because it's, yeah, it's a state prison and all that, but they really work hard to make stuff available for prisoners and so forth to get their life back in order and go back into society.
And they have a dog program, too, so I got to play the dog.
Yeah, good.